练习四
Part A. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet.You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. Now, look at question 1.
Number 1. Do you want to go to the Watson's party?
All right. Do you think we can leave the children at your mother's house?
No, she'll be out of town, but I've heard about a good babysitter. Number 2. Do you need much time at the shopping center?
Not very much.I want to buy a plant for my grandmother's birthday and a few things for school. How about you?
I don't know. I made a list, but I can't find it. I think there were 3 things on it.
Number 3. Where shall we eat dinner tonight? Shall we try that new Italian restaurant?
I can't eat anything. I feel terrible. My head aches.
You must be sick. You might have the flu. A headache is one sign of the flu.
I don't know any doctors here.
I have a good doctor. I can make an appointment for you.
Number 4. Excuse me, I was wondering if you could help me.
Sure, I'll be glad to try. What do you need?
Can you tell me when the next bus leaves for Chicago?
It looks like one leaves at 12:15. Number 5. Good evening, madam.
Good evening. Could you let me have a double room?
How long will you be staying here, please?
A week or so. We'd like to have a quiet room if possible, not too near the street. Number 6. Hello. I hear you have an apartment for rent.
Yes. We have one coming up the 1st of June.
Is it 2-bedroom?
2 bedrooms, a nice living dining area, a complete kitchen, and a full bath.
Number 7. Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes.
I have a ticket to Seattle. Where can I check in?
Sorry, I can't help you here. You have to go to the ticket counter. You'll see a sign there that says, check-in. Then look for the airline you want.
Number 8. Hello. I want to open an account.
Fine. Have a seat. What kind of account do you want?
What kinds of accounts do you have?
We have checking and savings accounts. Number 9. What are your plans for Thanksgiving Day?
The same as usual. My aunts and uncles and cousins come to our house for dinner.
Do you cook the turkey?
My mother cooks it. But I prepare the vegetables. My aunts usually bring the pies. Number 10. Excuse me.
Yes?
I bought this calculator here yesterday, but it doesn't work.
Oh, let's see what's wrong.
This button doesn't work. When I push it, nothing happens.
You are right. I'll give you another one. Show me your receipt, please. This is the end of Part A. Part B. You are going to hear 4 conversations. Before listening to each conversation, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. After listening, you will have time to answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear each conversation only once. Mark your answer in your test booklet. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following dialogue. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No. What is it like?
It's one of the most interesting cities in the United States. It has a French Quarter with narrow streets and little old shops. Many of the shops and restaurants are French.
There's a lot of jazz music in New Orleans, isn't there?
Yes. You hear wonderful jazz there. New Orleans and San Francisco are my 2 favorite cities. Have you been to San Francisco?
No. What is it like?
It has lovely views and one of the most beautiful bridges in the world, the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a very hilly city. The hills are in the middle of the town, so you have to walk up and down hills when you go anywhere. When you drive, your car needs good brakes.
Do you have to drive? Can't you take buses?
Well, most people who visit San Francisco ride in the cable cars. A cable car goes on tracks, and a strong cable pulls it up the hills.
That doesn't sound very safe.
Don't worry. Hundreds of people ride in cable cars every day. You have 45 seconds to answer questions 11 to 13. Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following dialogue. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. If you want to make friends in this town, you ought to join the theater group.
But my English isn't enough to act in a play.
Even if you can't be in a play, you can join the theater group. Some of the girls make costumes. Some members paint scenery for the plays. Others write ads, and others take tickets at the door.
Which of those things do you do?
I'm in charge of the props. I'm in charge of getting the props we need and arranging them on the stage.
What does props mean?
Well, for every play, we need certain things like furniture, dishes, and so on. They're called props. That's a short word for properties.
How do you get the props?
Some of them are borrowed from people we know. But often we find just what we need in the trash that people are throwing away. Last week, we found an old radio on the sidewalk in front of somebody's house. We took it before the trash collector picked it up.
Isn't that against the law?
No. If somebody throws something away, anyone who wants it can take it. Some of the theater group's best props came from people's trash. You have 1 minute to answer questions 14 to 17. Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following dialogue. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. How's your toothache?
It's gone, thanks. I went to the dentist last night, and he took care of it.
Which tooth was it?
The last one on the upper right-hand side. It has a huge filling now.
I hate having my teeth filled. It's not just the pain I hate the sound of drilling.
So do I. I'd rather have a tooth pulled than filled.
Have you ever had one of your teeth pulled?
No. But the one the dentist just filled will have to come out someday. He says it can't be filled again.
Teeth keep causing trouble, and nobody really does anything about it. I can't understand why.
They can put men on the moon, but they can't keep people from having trouble with teeth.
Why can't they transplant teeth the way they transplant hearts? They can give somebody a different heart. Why can't they give him different teeth?
I've heard they're working on that. My dentist says they're working on tooth transplants right now.
On second thought, I'm not sure I'd want to eat with some other person's teeth.
Well, that's not how it works. The idea is to develop a plastic tooth that can be put into the hole where your own tooth came out.
Really? What makes it stay there?
So far, they haven't tried it with people, but they've made it work with baboons.
Do they hook the plastic tooth to the teeth beside it?
No, the plastic tooth is made with plastic roots. And after a while, the gums grow around the roots, so the tooth can't fall out.
Well, it sounds like a good idea. You have 1 minute to answer questions 18 to 21. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following dialogue. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. How do you feel about flying?
I don't mind flying. What I don't like is not being able to keep an eye on my luggage. Whenever the man at the airport takes my luggage, I never expect to see it again.
There's always a chance it will fly to Paris while you fly to Rome. Has anything like that ever happened to you?
No, but it has happened to other people. Just the other day, I heard about a woman who lost her suitcase. It was a true story. She was taking one of those 5-day tours around Europe.
Where did her suitcase get lost?
I don't think she ever found out. When she arrived in Europe, her suitcase wasn't there. She had to travel through 4 countries in the same clothes.
I suppose she bought another toothbrush at least. Couldn't she buy another dress?
No. She had spent all her money on the tickets for the tour. Besides, she never had time to shop. Every time they reached another airport, she had to spend her time in the luggage room looking for her suitcase.
What a way to spend a vacation. But that's not as bad as a story I heard the other day. There was a family of 4 visiting a cruise ship. They were there to say goodbye to a friend who was going on a cruise.
I suppose the ship left before the family got off.
That's right. They claimed they didn't hear any warning bells. They didn't know the ship had left until they finally decided it was time to get off. By then, the ship was almost out to sea. Of course, they couldn't make the captain turn around to take them back.
And, of course, they didn't have any luggage with them.
It was worse than that. All 4 of them had to stay in one small cabin for the whole cruise. They had a baby and a small child. The child came down with some disease the next day. I think it was measles.
What a way to take a cruise!
You have 1 minute to answer questions 22 to 25. This is the end of Part B.
练习五.
Part A. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. And mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. Now look at question 1.
Number 1. Henry, what's your hobby?
Well, I have several hobbies. Say, gardening, fishing, collecting coins, but collecting stamps is the one I like best. Number 2. Mary, did you watch TV yesterday? There was an interesting program on Indian dance.
I intended to watch it, but I was so busy preparing for the exam.
Oh, it's a pity.
Number 3. Jack, you look pale. What's the matter with you?
I'm coming down with a cold. I've got a terrible headache.
Have you taken any medicine?
Not yet. But Dr. Johnson has prescribed some kind of pills for me.
Number 4. What do you think of Professor Smith's speech?
Well, it was interesting enough, but it would be better if he cut it shorter.
Number 5. Shall we go to the concert tonight?
Good idea. When will it start?
At 7, but I'll have to work until 5:30.
I'll pick you up at 6, and we'll eat downtown. Then we'll have enough time to get to the concert. Number 6. Hello. Do you have any rooms at your motel?
Yes. What would you like, a single or a double room?
A double room with a bath. How much is the room?
It's $50 per night.
Okay, we'll take it. Number 7. Excuse me, did I leave my wallet here? It is a black leather one with my passport in it. Martin's the name.
Yes, you left it lying here. Here you are. Have a nice flight, sir.
Thank you very much.
Number 8. Is Eric coming back soon? I miss him very much.
He was supposed to arrive next month, but he's coming next week.
Let's give him a party on the following night after his arrival.
And invite some friends.
Number 9. Ted, this computer doesn't seem to be working properly. Can you have a look at it?
I'm sorry, I don't know much about computer. Why not ask Tim? He can fix anything, from television to refrigerator. And he knows everything about computers. Number 10. Hi. Haven't seen you for ages. Still working for the auto company?
No, I changed jobs a year ago. I'm with the American Bank now. How about you?
I'm still teaching at the university. This is the end of Part A.